This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome back to another episode of Mean Girl Pod. Jordan wants to clap today. The vibes are high. Do you know why they're so high?
Because it's almost spring?
Yes, that's why. Like, I feel like it's not dark anymore and everyone's happy.
Speaking of spring, can I share something funny with you? Well, it's fun.
Yes.
So, do you drink Dunkin' Donuts at all?
No, I have on occasion. I don't not.
Okay, so they just announced today, I guess it's a few days now because the episode's out, that they're changing their small for the whole month of spring to be called a Short King. So people are like, can I get a Short King iced coffee?
I love that. I love when companies like that get on these social media trends and like participate. I'm like, thank you.
Because everyone's always like, Short King spring.
And yet here, Dunkin' Donuts, yeah, and Starbucks will do something.
I mean, that's incredible.
It's a really good one. Are you going to go get one?
Well, I want to support my Short Kings, but, you know, I might have to get two because I need, like, I need so much caffeine.
Can I get two Short Kings? And then, like, you know what I mean? Like, I want a large, please.
Oh, but I noticed that. I thought that was so fun.
I like that they're doing that.
I do, too.
I wonder what the old people.
They have a good marketing team.
Yeah, they do. And I'm not going to get there. I don't know. I saw something. There, like, I'm never going to remember what it is. But I saw something today and I was like, that's really good. But. You know, and like you just know you're not. Yeah.
I love companies who don't need to like market a ton, but still try to be creative. Like, for example, like Dunkin' doesn't really need to go crazy, but they still are trying to be innovative and it's just fun.
Well, yeah. And a lot of the younger generation like will then buy it and make videos about it as opposed to like I think brand loyalty goes up with our generation. I don't think our parents care at all.
No.
Maybe if they came out with like the Eagles something or another, like named a classic band, would they like go get it? But they're like, their consumer behavior is so different than ours.
It's crazy. I saw a TikTok the other day that was talking about how we actually are aging so differently than our parents and how like us as, let's say we're both 30, us as 30, if you look at our parents when they're 30, they look like a person, like if they were in our generation, like 50 years old. Like a 30-year-old in the baby boomers generation looks like a 50-year-old in the millennials generation.
Does that? Yeah, I see what you're saying, but is that true for your mom?
Well, my mom doesn't count.
Because
she's aging great.
It's not even, I'm thinking of my mom and her friends. My mom had like a fatter face in her 20s.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened to that woman in her 30s and 40s, but she slimmed down and like she calls them the best years of her life. But her and her friend group, I look at the photos of them and I think they look more naturally like preserved than we do.
Well, I have to show. So the reason why I thought of this, because my mom sent me a picture of when she was 34 today. You cannot tell me she looks 34 in this picture.
That woman looks 22.
Right?
Yeah.
It was crazy. But the thing that was funny was, and maybe our parents aren't great because they're kind of on the cusp. Like, your mom looks fabulous. But they were showing like Cheers, the movie or the DVD cover of it, and they were showing the ages of everyone on it, and they were all in like their 30s. But if you would have guessed how old these people were, they look like they're in their 60s.
Really?
Yeah. The guy's like, do you think any of these people are older than me? And like all the comments are like, no. And it's like, I'm actually older than all of them because wow. We just are aging so differently.
Yeah, we're aging more. I can't wait to see how our generation right now looks in our 60s and 70s. Because we have some, and they're beautiful now, but there are some porcelain doll situations happening.
Yeah.
And I want to know what that looks like. We don't know yet. It's like Ozempic.
Yeah.
Like Brittany Schmidt said it the other day on the episode. She's like, yeah, we have no, we're all finding out for the first time how this ages in 30 years. And it's like, we're kind of the experimental crew on like really freezing ourselves. Like our moms didn't freeze their foreheads at 25.
I think my mom got Botox for the first time when she was 56, 7, 8 maybe.
Yeah, and they didn't wear a ton of sunscreen.
Nope.
Which we're like, and I'm like, if I was guaranteed going to look like our moms, I'd be in. I'd be like, cool.
Oh, yeah, our moms look great.
If it was like you could look for sure like your mom does at her age, maybe better, but maybe worse, I would just take the bet of my mom because yeah. I'm like, that's, they look great.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really funny. I don't know because we do age differently, but I don't know if it's better or worse. You know who ages just really, really does hit the nail on the head.
Who?
Kim K. I look at her and I'm like, of anybody that I can possibly think of in my head, I'm like, holy cow.
I mean, all of them, like, Kylie and Kendall are young, but like Kylie is, okay, the thing with Kylie though, actually, she looks like she could be 30, but she looks like a beautiful, youthful, young 30.
Have you seen her new natural thing she's doing? I love it.
No.
Like she's, and I didn't even catch that she was doing this, but I was actually reading it, I think on Yahoo. No, Forbes? I can't remember. Somebody put out an article. And we all saw the long mane she used to do and the colors and the nails and the lips and the whole thing. And she doesn't do it anymore because she was just like, none of that makes me happy. And she's in this like very natural, no makeup era. And I think it's really cool.
She's so beautiful.
They're beautiful.
They're a stunning family. So what's new with you? How was your weekend?
My weekend was... I'm having short-term memory loss. What was I? What did I do?
Harrison went home.
Oh, yeah. My weekend was great. Harrison met my very best friend, Sydney.
Was Sydney the first friend that he's met outside of people in New York?
Yeah. Sydney was the first friend. So he's met my family, met them in D.C. And then he met Sydney's husband, and like a lot of my cousins and my aunts and uncles. And it was, well, I'll just be really honest. So I was like nervous about it, but not nervous in the sense of, because you know what I actually told Harrison was, I was like, wow, I like obviously care what people think of you, but like, I like you so much. And what I've learned is like, we could all have somebody that somebody loves or somebody hates. Our friends can love them, or our family can love them or hate them, but it doesn't really matter. Like, it matters how we feel about them. And I was like, dude, I think it's this really refreshing point we get to where I was like, I'm just like obsessed with you. So it would be great if Sydney loves you. But also, I think when I was 25, I probably really cared what people thought of my significant others. But now it'll just be great for you to introduce you to each other and just let the rest, like, I won't care what kind of happens.
Yeah.
And of course, it went wonderfully. But I thought it was funny that I had that mentality with it. So he met my cousins. He met Sid. He met all of my mom's friends, Sydney's parents, who were like my parents. So he met them all. And it was so much fun because I was in my own head about it. Because I was like, I've never introduced somebody else to these people. And they kind of know me in my past. I like went to the bathroom and almost teared up a little because I was so happy. Because all of them were so loving and they were like, we're so happy for you. And they're like, we can see that you're happy. It's like moments like that when I love humanity. And Sydney just was like, this is so different and you're so calm and happy. And I was just like, yeah. And I don't know, but it was this like really special, sweet. And I could tell, like, my dad just walked up to him in the middle and just, like, hugged him. No, it was the cutest thing. I'm, like, sweating talking about it. But it was just, like, really wholesome moment. One of those times where I was in my own head thinking, not that they wouldn't like him or anything, just thinking, I've introduced somebody to them before, and I'm going to do it again, and what are they going to think about that? No one thought a single thing about it. And they were all just, like, so sweet and happy, and he can hold his own, and... So it was great.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it was, I like needed it.
Yes.
And I actually started, I teared up to one of my cousins and I just said, I couldn't do holidays this year. I went home for Thanksgiving and I didn't go home for Christmas. But when I was home for Thanksgiving, I didn't go to my dad's side because they're big and it's a big side and they're so much fun. And I couldn't bear to like face them. And I just told her, I was like, I'm past that point now. And I was just in my own head about it. And I'm like, really sorry. And she just looked at me and she was like, you do know everyone understands. And no one faults you. And like, we just love you.
I love that.
And I was like, sometimes you just, you go to this like really human level. And she just looked at me and she was like, no one's doing anything wrong here. Like, you didn't have to come. I don't blame you. It was tough.
Yeah.
So it was really healing too. Quick pause to talk about Mudwater, because we love Mudwater primarily because you get the natural energy of coffee without the worst part, which is the jitters and the crash. So you guys listen up, because this one is amazing. Mudwater is a healthy habits brand best known for its popular coffee alternative. And it has 4 functional mushrooms and with only a fraction of the caffeine as a cup of coffee. So you get that natural energy, which is what we all want anyways, without the jitters or the crash of coffee. Each of the ingredients was added with a purpose, which is very important. So cacao and chai for a hint of caffeine and the hot chocolate-like flavor, which is the best because it tastes so good. Lion's mane for focus, which we all need more of. And cordyceps to promote natural energy. Did not know I knew how to say that word until I actually read it. And chaga and reishi to support a healthy immune system. So basically every single thing that goes into it is good for you. That's why it's Whole30 approved, certified organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan, and kosher. Also, you guys, we love somebody that gives back, and they donate monthly to support psychedelic research, and they have since day one because they believe this country is a mental health epidemic, and psychedelic assisted therapy is one of the most effective tools that we can use to treat mental health conditions, which is so true. So you guys can try Mudwater now for $29, which is less than $1 per day per cup, which is entirely less than you all spend on your Starbucks. So when you go to the link mudwater.com, that's mudwtr.com/meangirl. I want to preface that it's not water. It's mudwtr.com/meangirl to start your new morning ritual. Enjoy.
We're so hard on ourselves in situations like these.
Yeah, and I asked myself afterwards, I was like, what was I so nervous about? And I don't know. I was just in my head assuming what they thought. And actually, all of them, before he got there, were like, they knew his name. They're like, where's Harrison? And I can't wait to meet him. And I was like, oh, but what, like, how else would you be?
Yeah.
As a person with a heart,
the
you know?
The people love you.
Yeah, and I don't know. So, but no, it was great.
It's such a fun time when your best friends start to meet your significant other.
Yeah, and being from,
especially when you live in different states.
Yeah, and like me being like, yeah, he's from Vancouver. You know, like that's we're a long ways from home.
Yeah.
You know, so it was kind of a full circle. It was a really fun moment.
I love that.
What about you? How was your weekend?
It was good. I'm trying to think. I feel like I have been one. This is one of those weeks where every day I've woken up confused on what day of the week it is.
Oh, that's a good thing though, I think, right?
Kind of. I woke up on Monday and I literally out loud was like, why is my alarm going off? It's Sunday morning.
Oh.
And Pete was just like, no, it's not.
It's Monday. It's Monday.
But I'm excited because I go to Florida next week and I'm just ready to be in like the warmth and the sun and to see my brother and for Pete to meet my brother.
I can't wait for that.
It's going to be another monumental moment. So I'm pumped for that. So it's going to be fun. But this weekend I was just, it's just one, like the past few weekends have just been kind of taking in New York, just like chilling, nothing crazy.
Like this is what you have to get through to get to the mm-hmm. good stuff, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. But spending a lot of time outside because last weekend was so nice.
Yes.
I don't think you were here.
I don't know.
You weren't here.
Okay.
Because you were with.
No, I wasn't. I was like, was I? Oh, yes. I remember people were posting and they were like, this is why I love New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, New York was showing off.
It was so nice. And I like hung out with Pete and my friends, and it's so nice to be able to have like a boyfriend that your friends love and then you can just like go out and they don't think of him as like fifth wheeling or vice versa, because it was one of those things where I had a birthday party and Pete was invited because the girl was like, bring your boyfriend, but my other two girlfriends were like, we want to do something. I'm like, let's just all like grab drinks, like, do you care? And Pete was like, I love your friends. And my friends are like, we love Pete. And I was like, this is so, I love this part of life.
Yes, where everything just like naturally falls into place
and everyone just loves spending time together.
Yeah.
I was like, even like when, because like in New York I feel like we're so good about that, where if someone's like, what are you doing tonight? And it's like, oh, I have plans to go to dinner, but do you want to come? Everyone's just like inclusive. We've talked about it so many times, but
right. And just getting to that place, and I think it comes from, I've got a dinner planned in 2 weeks. And the girl was like, I'm bringing a friend. And I was like, great. And I think it like boils down to all of us understanding, like, we have the ability to just talk to anyone.
Yeah.
Like, you get to that age and you're just like, I know I can learn about a new human at a dinner and it would be great.
I'm also trying to be more intentional with my invites. Like, for example, like, my one friend was like, let's get dinner. And then since I'm going to Florida, I want to see my other two friends. So instead of being like, I'm going to dinner with blah, 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 do you want to come? I was like, I'm going to dinner and I would love for you to come.
Yeah.
So people just feel more invited. They don't feel like awkward or like they're crashing. It's like, no, I just want everyone there.
Oh, I like that wording of would love you to come.
Yeah.
Or like, you should join.
Yeah. Like, cause I feel like, do you want to come? You should come. I would love for you to come are three massive differences.
Yeah, and I'm way more inclined if you're like, I would love for you to come, but I would love to go.
Like, if someone's like, do you want to come? I'm like, I don't know, do you want me to come?
Yeah. I don't want to go anywhere really, but I will come.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like, what? I know, that's such a good, I was reading Harrison type this message the other day, and he was sending it to this guy that he doesn't know that well, and he was talking about March Madness. And he's like, I'm going to go watch it at the bar at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Would love for you to join and bring whoever. And I was like, oh, wow, really? Like that? Like from a guy? And it's just like, and you're right. The wording of it is so intentional.
Yeah, being more intentional with our words in 2024. Speaking of Harrison, how is the move going? Are you guys moving soon?
No.
Oh.
We got outbid on that apartment. Yeah, somebody came over the top and just like paid more. Well, we were paying more and then they paid more. And we were like, well, so it's not meant to be.
Dude, like, people don't understand how hard it is out here for New York real estate.
No, and there's so many people here that it's just like they don't need you to pay the right amount. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and we just kind of looked at each other and it's like, do you want to pay? And it's just like, no, because guess what else there is in New York? A lot of apartments.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're gone so much that it's like, do we need to move? No, not right now. So it actually, as all things do, ended up being a good thing. But I did, man, I did love that apartment. Oh, it's tough.
And like the beauty of it is that you have your current apartment for a longer amount of time. Like, it's not like your lease was ending in April.
No, we don't have to move somewhere. It's just, I moved into this apartment I'm in now. Single Alex, right? Mm-hmm. And then when he's moved a good amount, he's bi-coastal, but a lot of his stuff's here in New York, and now it's small. And he's also just like, I don't want to live here. And so moving does make sense, but we're lucky that it's not like my lease ends tomorrow, so we have to take one of these spots.
Because
mm-hmm. we've still been looking at a lot, and they're okay, but it's really tough when you've seen the one you, like, loved.
Yeah.
So, but you know how it'll work. Like, we'll find one, and it'll be meant to be, and it'll be the right time, so.
But he's still moving in, right?
Yeah. All that's just a go, but.
I totally get it, though, because, like, you guys both work from home, so it's a lot.
Yeah. Well, no, he refuses to work from home.
Well, I mean, like, work from home. It's not like sometimes right. You guys are both there. Maybe, I don't know. It's, I feel like even if you leave and go to a coffee shop, sometimes like when I feel, as much as I love working from home, the office really gives you a good way to separate and give you a little bit better work-life balance.
Yes. And he actually told me yesterday, he's like, I got an office. And I was like, okay, great.
Can we use it?
I know. I was like, go, good job. Because he's like a nomad. He like, his thing is like, he wakes up, he got up this morning 7, he's like, see ya. And he just takes that laptop. And you know what? He's really practical. He wears jeans with workout shorts underneath and his workout top and like a jacket over it and his workout shoes. It's not cute. Like, I wouldn't do it. But it makes for a really practical day, because then if he wants to go to a noon workout, he just leaves from the coffee shop, goes, showers there, puts it all back on. No, I'm like, oh, I could never do that.
So easy being a guy.
I overcomplicate it. I'm like, oh, I have to shower after the gym. I need to go get dressed for the gym, then get undressed from the gym.
I actually love that Harrison doesn't work from home, because then he does get a better like work-life balance.
Oh, I don't see. I never see him till like 7.
I need to start doing that. That's one thing about New York, though. It's like, I don't know any coffee shops that I can speak in.
Let's talk about Rocket Money, because what's like the worst thing you could think of?
Having so many subscriptions that I waste money every month on.
Just losing money.
Yep.
For nothing.
Yep.
Yeah. Can't Can't think of anything worse. So you guys, if you're human and click subscribe to these random things on that, I'm the queen of like, I'll do a free week trial and I'll remember to cancel. And I never remember to cancel and I never use it.
Today, I signed up for a day free on an app and I assumed a day free meant it would expire in a day. No, I found out that if I didn't go in and like cancel it, it was going to do a day charge every single day until I canceled.
Oh my gosh. See, yeah. Those are the things that you don't know because we don't read the fine print, but Rocket Money does it for you. So Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so you can grow your savings. It's like the most important thing we can possibly do. And you guys, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscription they've forgotten about? So don't feel like a dork like Jordan and I, because we're just human and we just click, click, click. So what you guys are going to do is join the over 5 million users that have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. That's insane.
Whoa.
Yeah. Saving members up to $740 a year when you're using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. There's nothing worse. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions today by going to rocketmoney.com/meangirl. That's rocketmoney.com/meangirl today. Rocketmoney.com/meangirl.
Oh man, he's got it tapped. I mean, like, I'm sure there's probably a ton he can down here. I'm thinking like in the Upper West Side. I'm like,
oh yeah, hotels. That's the jam.
Oh,
a lot of hotels have these really good, you know, where you would work in a hotel.
Yeah,
yeah. Those are the spots. Look for those.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, we have to talk about Kate Middleton.
Oh my gosh. Well, did you see what happened today?
No, I need you to give me a 30-second synopsis of everything that's happened, as well as people listening who might not have no idea, because you are the Kate Middleton and expert.
I've just been like reading a lot. She like consumes my brain. Okay, so basically,
she's the new Yellowstone for you.
She is. Her and this Boeing whistleblower are like, I'm on it. And now I'm on Lindsay Lohan. But because she's back.
She is back.
She's so back. And
wait, did you watch her movie?
Yes.
Is it good?
Yes. Tell well, us. If you like really cheesy movies, it's good. Okay, yeah, it's great.
I'll watch this.
Phenomenal, actually. And then Aisha Curry's in it. Steph Curry's wife. And I was watching it, and I'm like, who is that woman? I'm like, because I know her, but I'm like, I don't know her in this context. So I Google it. It's Aisha Curry. Then I Google, why is Aisha Curry in this movie? Because she's not an actress. She's
like
a chef and a NBA wife, entrepreneur. Her and Steph are Lindsay Lohan's son's godparents. And they're best friends. And they're like on a press tour together.
In what world? How do they become best friends?
They were introduced by this chef, like a random mutual friend they both had, who like Lindsay's husband loved, and I think Steph or maybe Aisha knew. And he was like, you guys should meet. So they met and they became like best couple friends. They're like best friends.
That is like wild.
I know. I read her timeline because I was like, she fell off the deep end for a second.
Yeah.
And I saw like the DUIs and the drug charges and the rehab. And then she opened up those clubs in Dubai. But then she came back and I was so proud of her because she was like, you know, I want to get back to the old me and share all that I've achieved, you know, with everybody, like my friends and my family. And like, she's a mom now, married now. Looks great.
Yeah, she does.
Meanwhile, Amanda Bynes is getting her manicure license. No prayers for Amanda. She hasn't gotten it yet. She's failed the test a couple times.
Who are you? What happened to Alex Bennett, who didn't know anything about pop culture? And now you're teaching me.
So what's happening is Harrison's leaving me home alone a lot. And I've been reading everything. No, but have you been watching Amanda Bynes?
No, I refuse to.
Can I show you one?
Yes.
We can put this on the screen.
Also, you know what I picture when I think of you and Harrison? I think of Harrison walking through the door and then you being like, Harrison, talking to my, and being like, give me five.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, I'll see Amanda Bynes pop up every once in a while and I'm like, scroll.
Okay, wait, watch this. Joey Kamasta gets a lot of, so this one's expired on her story.
So today I went to Hollywood Beauty Lounge, which is the nail salon I'd like to rent a booth at when I get my manicurist license. Paola Michelle did the best job on my nails. They turned out incredible. I absolutely love them. Oh my God. Check out the nail salon in Beauty Lounge, Hollywood Beauty Lounge in Hollywood. And no,
it's not funny, but she keeps failing her manicure test to get her to be a manicurist. So I was like, I'm not going to, the last one, and I'm not making fun of her because I want this girl to come back. She was like, I'm not going to stop trying until I get the license.
Okay, I'm proud of her.
You too.
Man. One thing I would never allow is my child to be a childhood star.
Well, there's this new, there's this new documentary about what happens to them. Because there's so many, you're right, because there's so many cases of this. Like, we saw the Britney Spears, right? But then you see the Hillary Duff, and it's like, okay, she made it. Like, pretty, not, I don't want to say normal, but.
Miley.
Miley, she was a up and down, and it's like something happens to them.
Zendaya, she's slaying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then like you have like a Bella Thorne who also was rocky, but now I feel like she's pretty good.
Somebody has to come in, like the amount of parenting required.
Yeah.
Is crazy. Like Lindsay, we almost lost her, but she came back.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hillary, okay. We never lost.
Kate Middleton.
Okay, you guys. So last week we recorded this episode of Mean Girl Pod, and we had old news on Kate Middleton, but now on March 22nd, new news came out. So we wanted to give you guys a cleaner update on the whole Kate Middleton situation, because Alex is the most most knowledgeable person about the subject.
Well, I'm not. I think I just had like takes on it. I was really, and still am. Like the rest of the world was interested in where our dear princess was. But now we know our thoughts and prayers to our sweet princess who sadly has cancer.
Yeah. So do you want to walk us back though from December 28th, just to give a little context of where your head's at?
Yeah. So let's preface with this. Like, so what we had recorded last week was we still had the biggest question mark in the air, right? And it was like, yo, where's the princess? And there was so many different thoughts of like where she could be and what was happening. But now they came out yesterday and she did the video saying that she has cancer and that originally she had abdominal surgery, which is why they thought she'd be back by Easter. And a lot that was floating around was like, she came off the Troop of Colors. Well, so, okay, I'll take it back. So basically, she was seen on Christmas, and then December 28th, there was the ambulance that came to where the royal family celebrates Christmas, and the ambulance was called there, and then in January, she had abdominal surgery, and then they said she'll be back by Easter. What happened in the middle there was the Mother's Day, the England version of Mother's Day, not our Mother's Day. Jordan and I were like, no.
That's the only part I want to like keep in.
We're like, wait. I'm like, I didn't even notice.
Quick pause to talk about our eyewear that we're wearing.
Yes, yes.
J-Dub, you look like Tom Cruise right now. Like the hot girl version of Tom Cruise.
Like in Top Gun.
Yes, in Top Gun with the classic aviators on with like the gold rimming. And then I'm the practical one today with my blue light glasses on.
I was going to say, you look like a beautiful college kid.
A librarian.
Okay.
I actually can't see myself. But you guys, we are wearing Nevin eyewear and I'm wearing the blue light glasses because we were actually both talking about this, but the older you get and the more you look at those screens, the more headaches you get.
Yep.
And so blue light glasses are incredible for this. And so I've got the black frames on. And then you, as we approach summer, have on the beautiful sunglasses.
Yes. And I'm going to Florida next week for Easter. And I will be wearing these every single day to protect my eyes from the sun. And also so I don't get wrinkles from squinting.
No crow's feet, ma'am.
No crow's feet.
And you're taking Tracy a pair.
I am. And she will be listening, but she will have them before this episode comes out.
There you go.
She'll love them.
Happy mom, happy life. So you guys don't even need a code for this one because they offer a buy one, get any two pairs free. One more time, because you probably think I mixed up my numbers there. You buy one and you get two pairs free. All you have to do is add any of the three pairs to cart. So just visit NevinEyewear.com. That's N-E-V-E-N eyewear.com. No code necessary. Add the three pairs to your cart. Happy shopping. That's NevinEyewear.com. That is so simple and really a great deal.
So for their Mother's Day, there was like the Photoshop fumble, which that right there is what bred all the mistrust. People were like, if you don't have anything to hide, this seems a bit odd. I think that was a really unfortunate step made by the royals. because with the Meghan and Harry thing, that wasn't necessarily handled great. And so here's the thing that I think needs to be said is, in order to be royal, you have to have the people, because then there's nothing to be royal for. The Kardashians aren't the Kardashians without the following, right? So it's who follows them. And that's us. You know, we the people. And so we start to wonder, like, well, what's going on and why aren't they telling us? Unfortunately, that got answered yesterday. And the answer was that the abdominal surgery that she had, they thought it was non-cancerous and it was going to be a lot simpler of a surgery. Turns out they found after testing afterwards that it was cancerous, which explains why I think Glamour magazine put it out first. They caught it. That Troop of Colors, which is in the middle of June, I think it's June 15th, she was like quietly removed off that list. So people were like, what is going on? And well, it turns out now we know that she's undergoing preventative chemo, as they call it. So it's not great that we have answers, because like the facelift would have been great. That would have been like, oh, okay. She, you know, that's what a lot of people are like, man, I wish those stupid facelift rumors were true. Horrific that it's the cancer news. But I think what's happening on the internet right now is sad, kind of. It's a lot of people coming out being like, we should have left her alone. And it's like, that's not realistic in the way of the world. Like, that to me is a little, it's not helpful, and it's a bit groupthink. I have a couple group texts that pop off about this. And in one of them, this morning, people were like, oh, it's so sad. Like, let's stop talking about it. Okay, well, all week, all the past month, this group text is like a group of random people firing off about this, left, right, and center. And now it's like, we should all stop talking about it. Now they're all side texting me, talking about it. And it's this, it's like, we're all human and we're curious. The question was, where was she? And if the palace would have come out and said, guys, we're dealing with medical issues, please respect our privacy at this time, but we need more time, I don't think that this whole thing would have spiraled out of control. And what happened, unfortunately, was that Photoshop combined with a history of uncovered lies, it makes a lot of people start to question it. And the overarching narrative that was out there was like, we ride at dawn for Kate. That's what it was. It was like, that's our girl, where's our girl? And now the pendulum, you know, had some of these people been right on what their conspiracy theory was, there's a whole different narrative happening right now. This is worst case scenario. It's so sad that she has cancer, but it's unrealistic for us to say, we shouldn't have ever talked about it. Well, we're humans and we're curious. And so I don't think anybody had malicious intent. And I don't think it's helpful to go that brash on it instead of just saying, hey, we all wanted to know where she was. You know, I think they could have handled it a little differently. And we're really sorry that we had these conspiracy theories, but we also had misinformation. And now the puzzle's solved and no one's saying anything other than thoughts, prayers, and love to our dear princess.
Yeah, no, I love what you said, because before we recorded, even I fell into a little bit of the group think, and I was like, let's just make this quick, make it sound nice, like we don't want to get in trouble or canceled. And you made a really valid point where you were like, people are out here changing the narrative, groupthink. Last week they were all doing the group chat. Now this week, since everyone else is like, let's leave her alone, they want to leave her alone. And it's so interesting how it's the gossip channels, or not the gossip channels, but like the tea channels, which I used to be part of. And they're the ones who started it, but now they're the ones who are telling us not to talk about it anymore and that we should just send her prayers. And it's so sad. But what really is mind-blowing to me is the palace put Kate under a lot of fire with the Photoshop and making everyone come up with these crazy conspiracies and rumors, when I wish they were just honest from the beginning. Because it's really sad that people were tearing her apart for the Photoshop. People were coming up with, I mean, even I was coming up with like crazy cheating rumors. And it's like, if we would have just announced it, the truth from the beginning, it would have allowed her to have more of a peaceful way of dealing with this. So it's sad.
It's sad. And it's like when these gossip channels say leave her alone, it's like, yeah, the conspiracy theories must be dropped, but it's okay to be human and be like, that was wild what happened. Like, we're never gonna forget the time where we thought Kate was missing and we didn't know what was happening. Like, that's okay to be human and just be like, whoa, sending her love, sending her thoughts, sending her prayers. But like, that was wild that the palace photoshopped something and left us all with like this massive question mark. Like,
well,
it's kind of odd to be like, don't talk.
And not even just the Photoshop, the video or the picture of this Kate lookalike coming and walking with William? Mm-hmm. William, like, why are we having all these things come out like that? It's forcing us to start rumors and conspiracies.
Yeah. And I think on your, like the gossip channel, the pop culture covering Instagram accounts that come out now when they're like, we should leave her alone. Those are the very, like, those channels exist for a reason. And that's because that's why TikTok and Instagram exist. Like Dumois or whatever it is. It's like, you know, the tabloids, all these things exist for a reason. And there's a lot of times where they misstep. I think the largest misstep I can think of in history of a tabloid since we've been alive was reporting the Kobe crash before his family knew. That like gives me chills. That like there's no integrity in that reporting. And that was for clicks. And that's an example of really bad press and not doing your job right. But I also think that there's curiosity, thoughtful curiosity. And I think it's groupthink when we go to ban that and it starts to shut people down, like having this thoughtful, like there's a lot of empathy happening right now, but there's also a lot of people on the internet being like, shut the F up. Like you should be X, Y, Z. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Take that. That message didn't help anybody. Take that message and just go text your mom that you love her.
Yeah.
Like that. It's like misplaced energy right now. And it's like, it's when I'm really thankful for that. You and I used to take a lot of mean comments back at our Barstool days, because I have this filter now where anytime things start to flood in, I just step back and I don't go into fight or flight mode. Like I'm numb to it. And I can just like channel my inner self and be like, no, what's right and wrong here. And I had a girl text me. And she was like, she had put up some Kate videos and I had two. And she was like, what do I do? And I was like, oh, honey, this is another day. You know, you put them up. The rest of the world did too. The people commenting now, they all sent it in their group chat. And now what happens is we just do a big pendulum switch and we just say prayers to the queen or to the princess, soon to be the queen at one point. But you know, we send our thoughts and our love, but we were chasing our own tail because of the information we had.
Yeah. Well, and the video that came out on March 22nd, where Kate announced to the world that she has cancer, that video isn't going to stop conspiracy theories or other crazy ideas. I mean, now the whole internet is asking, was that video even real? Was it AI? Because we do live in a very scary time where we can't tell the difference between real life or AI anymore. And my whole TikTok is that conspiracy now. So unfortunately, the conspiracy theories will never stop. And it's just, it's crazy because sometimes I'm like, I don't even know what to believe. Like I was watching the video again today. I'm like, is that video real?
And I think at this point, like my take on it is, because right when the info came out, did the algorithm go to like, everyone that made a conspiracy theory is an a-hole.
Yeah.
And we almost recorded this last night, and why I didn't want to was because I knew there would be another shift to where now it goes back to, was that video even her? Okay. Now I think what the world does is drop it. Like, let that video be her. I think you are an a-hole if you want to say that the video of her saying she has cancer is not her. Like, now I'm not with you anymore, but I'm not.
I'm
with
a little
this,
bit of
like,
an a-hole then.
No, I don't think you are. I just think like the people going online still like going at it. It's just like, now we're having a war.
Yeah.
And it's so Trump Biden to me. It's so, I'm like, chill.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I believe she has cancer. I'm so sorry about that, but it's crazy how the video that was made, we just live in a world where we just can't tell if that was actually her saying it, or maybe she is like, I genuinely do believe she has cancer. I'm so sorry about that, but it's just like, the craziness of the world we live in with AI.
Well, but I think like it's so cool. It's not cool. It's interesting how so fast, not even 24 hours, did it switch already? Did the narrative start to change? Like, did that mistrust creep back in? And it's just like, that is why, like, that to me is why when these things happen, you have to step back and be like, no, what do I actually think? Because groupthink happens so quickly where these people will start flooding people and they'll be like, I noticed it on pop apologists. I watched a lot of their videos and they've taken them all down. They had like a 35 part series.
They took them down?
They took them down, and I'm actually trying to get a hold of them to talk to them and ask, like, I want to know what they're thinking on why. Like, I find it fascinating.
Yeah.
But so a lot of people will go and say, you know, like, you perpetuated the narrative. Okay, but then those people that say it, then they see some of these AI videos and then they're like, oh, maybe it wasn't. And it's, everyone's just chasing what the person beside them thinks. And no one's, and that's the problem with social media. No one has stopped to say, like, what do you really think? Ignore what everyone else says.
Wait, that makes me really sad that they took them down, because I don't think, they popped up for me during this because I think they were like one of the first to really like break it down. And I don't think it makes them a bad person at all, because I feel like the way that they spoke about it was from more of like a knowledge standpoint. I don't think that they were spreading hate. I didn't listen to all 35 parts, but the one I listened to it gave me more knowledge than anything else. And it doesn't make you a bad person for wanting to talk about it. It's just, one, how you talk about it, and two, just stick to how you're talking about it. And if your opinion does change, take responsibility for what you did say. Be like, yeah, I was an asshole in my last video. I've learned and educated myself more now, and this is my new thought process and why.
And they put up a story that said at some point right now, they were like, a lot of you are DMing us for updates. And in a moment where Instagram is rewarding the algorithm on the Kate stuff, they were posting like 3 a day. They were like, we're not just going to give you guys, like, we're not going to give you clicks just to give you clicks. Like, we're really waiting until new information comes to light, and that's when we'll make the video. And that was like last week. I just happened to check their story and I read that and I thought, oh, these girls are really trying to do a good job here. And so that's why I want to message them and be like, hey, why did you take them down? What happened and what was your thinking there?
Also, that's like a monumental part in history is going to be like this time for Kate. And like, I don't know. I feel like if you do work in the pop culture tea gossip channel world, like, I don't know. I think you need to keep that stuff up and just make that next video explaining the new thought process. Like, you can't, we've learned that you cannot remove hard facts hard thoughts from the internet.
Yeah. And there's good days and there's bad days on it, but I think it's a really fascinating thing that happened in the way that the internet's responding. And I think, and a lot of, I was reading some of their messages that, because they did do a post and they pinned it and they were like, we knew there was a lot of outcomes. This is the worst one for her to have cancer. And we all obviously agree with that. And some of the top comments were bad, but then it was like, you guys never had malintent ever, you know?
No.
Like, you just were wondering where the princess was. Listen, who I honestly thought took the most ricochet shots throughout this whole thing was William.
Yeah. I was like, who's that again? I always get him and Charles confused.
You know, people were like, people were throwing him some daggers, but no one ever wasn't like riding and loving Kate. They were like, look how popular she is. You know, like, she is the backbone of that relationship and people love her. And I thought she received a lot of love throughout it. And It's just a classy individual. But I think it'll by tomorrow, by the time this episode comes out, there'll be a new. It's crazy.
I know that. I mean, that's the way of the world. And not to tell the royal family's PR team how to do their job, but I'm just kidding. Just like, you got to come out with the truth sooner than later, because the more you make people wait, we live in a crazy world where things go so fast. I mean, the thoughts and ideas people will come up with.
I don't think you can be public and be a public figure and have the expectation that people will leave you alone. So I don't think you can let a narrative get that far away from you. I think that's on you at this day and age with how we know media works.
1,000%. And that's just kind of what, unfortunately, you have to give up when you do sign up for the role of being public. It doesn't matter if you have 10,000 followers or 10 million followers. It's kind of, I think everyone in the public eye to some extent understands that you do have to give up a little bit of your privacy, and you do owe people somewhat of an explanation when very, very horrific, crazy things happen.
Absolutely. And they could have squashed this bug much, much earlier. And I think too, I think like the bottom line, which was just what gets me on the internet, is because I'll go read lots of different people's things right now just to kind of like take a temp check. And I'm like, imagine your group texts. Everyone at some point has gone in on something that's happening. Like, okay, here's an example. I think whenever I got divorced, I think a lot of group texts probably talked about that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think even in general of like our friend groups, when somebody dyes their hair pink, I think people talk about that. And I think that's just us as humans. And I think it's crazy that if we won't do it on a small scale in our friend groups to say the princess goes missing, that you're not going to wonder about where that is. And then we find out, worst case scenario, we'll let humans be humans, which is say, wow, oops, ouch, like, dang. Of course, at the time, give yourself grace. Like, yeah, we were all wondering, chasing our tails because of the information, and nobody was saying anything. Things were coming to light that didn't make sense. Then you find out the truth, and then you just say, ooh, you know, and you of course just like recount that, and you say, dang, like that sucks, and I wish that wouldn't have happened. But like, to assume people, that humans won't be humans, I think is like unrealistic, and it just doesn't feel right. Like the way the internet's kind of reacting doesn't feel realistic and like kind.
Yeah, especially to something to this magnitude. I mean, this is one of the biggest situations in pop culture we've had. I can't even remember the last thing that it's to the point where it got people like, no offense to you, Alex, like you, who couldn't give two craps about pop culture 2 weeks ago, so invested in it. Like it hits every single demographic too. Men, female, people in high school, people in their 60s, like, it grasps so many people. I don't think we've had something like this in a very, very long time.
Yeah. And an ode to the royal family, like they are the royals. Like they're as close to a story fairy tale book that exists on the planet. Like politics, you know, what happens in politics is kind of fascinating. What happens with the royal family is something that we all want to know more about, and they don't give us a lot of info on purpose, and that's why we want to know more. That it's like, if it doesn't happen there, we are going to be curious about something like that, especially when you have the Diana, you have the history that they have. It's like, that's the one thing that existed way back in the day that still exists today, pretty similar, and it's crazy.
I know, it even got me interested. Like, I didn't know much that was going on with the Kate Middleton stuff until we talked about it last week. And now this has got me wanting to like stay up to date on it, watch The Crown, like do research, because I find them to be so fascinating. And 2 weeks ago, I didn't know anything about them. And now I like am fascinated on like an educational level to learn more about what, like who they are as people, because it's so interesting.
Yeah, exactly. It's really fascinating. And so to say we wouldn't talk about it just I think you have to do it in a thoughtful, mature, kind way. But I do think it's crazy to be like, don't talk about it.
And just like, stick to your, like, take responsibility of the things you said.
Yeah. People just won't talk about it to you, but people will still talk about it.
Yeah.
That's just the reality of it.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy.
I'm glad we recorded. Yeah. We had to re-record because what we had said at the time just doesn't make any sense now. So we just wanted to hop on here and scrap what we said and update it. So here's the update.
Yeah. And it's March 23rd when we're recording. So 2 days before the episode, and for all we know, something else crazy could happen. But
yeah.
I think this is close enough to our release date before our editor kills us.
Yeah, this is Saturday morning, so we're doing the best we can.
Okay, let's get back into our regular scheduled program.
Boring.
I have a quick thing I wanted to bring up to you.
Okay.
Okay, so because I found this interesting network, because we're both in relationships. So I found, unfortunately, it was a TikTok. I hate to always say that, but I watched this TikTok. It's about two types of couples.
Okay.
And this girl in the TikTok was saying that the two types of couples is, one, you have the independently you have the one couple that independently coexists with each other. So their default is doing things alone unless they make a conscious decision to spend time together.
Okay.
So that's one. And then the other couple is doing everything together unless explicitly said otherwise. So the default is spending every day together unless they're like, hey, I can't hang out with you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So my question for you was, which one do you identify with? Do you think one's better than the other? And which one do you think is most popular?
Well, I don't think one is better than the other. By any means. Which one I think is most popular is the first one.
Oh, you think the independent couple is most popular?
Yeah.
Interesting. I was thinking the couple that spends all the time together is more popular.
Really?
Because what would you say you and Harrison are?
The second one, no question.
That spend all the time together?
Uh-huh.
Same.
Yeah.
And it's funny though, because I feel like my first relationship was the first one. And I never thought I would be in a relationship that spent all their time together, but I love that type of relationship.
Well, I think you can only get there after, because I would say to my 25-year-old self, don't spend all your time with that person. Mm-hmm. Of course not. Like, you have so much life to live. But the older you get, the more you're like looking at this person to live with forever.
Yeah.
And so I think if you can do that and you want to do that, then you do that.
Yeah. But it was so fascinating because I think people look for partners for different reasons. Some people just want a companion. Some people just want like a best friend, a life partner. But when I read that, I was like, interesting, because I used to be the independent and I never really enjoyed it. And now I'm the one that loves spending time with their partner and it's so fun.
Yeah. And I would just rather assume, well, I think there's probably a hybrid version of this.
Yeah, I mean.
But even the hybrid version is a little bit more towards the first version of like, we're independent unless specified otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's true though. Yeah. I mean, we're without a doubt the second one.
Yeah.
But same. I would say, well, it's harder to break up with the second one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you do that. I would never do this kind of relationship with somebody if I didn't, one, like them so much, two, have context of what it's like to like somebody so much.
Yeah. If you didn't see a future with them either.
Right. Like, I think otherwise, well, I also think it's a really good way to find out if you like somebody because you're seeing them all the time.
Yeah.
So they're not getting on your nerves and you're actually liking them increasingly more. I think it's a good thing.
And I think too, sometimes like when you start to fall in love, you slip into the second one because maybe you start as the independent because you want to keep your own life, be healthy, see your friends. But then once you start to fall for this person more and more, you start to slip into the, no, I want to spend every time with you unless specified otherwise.
And I think life's too short to not if you want to.
Yeah.
Like, I remember dating people in college and like you couldn't see them that much, but you would want to.
Mm-hmm.
But it like wasn't allowed, nor did your schedule allow it. So now it's like we live on our own. We can do what we want and you can just live with that person pretty easily.
Yeah.
And it's like such a load off.
It really is. And when you accept which one you are, it's just also a massive load off.
Yeah. And I think too, I think it's okay. I think a lot of people actually do what you just said, which is like start at one, end at the other. Because you have to start probably at, well, you don't have to start at one. But I think it's really cute when you get to the second phase.
Yeah. When I heard that TikTok, I was like, wow, I never really thought about it like that. But I've been both. But I'm much happier being the second.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think some people are happier. I was talking to a girl the other day who's older than we are and dating somebody. And she was like, I love that we see each other on Thursdays and Fridays for dinner. But other than that, like, we both do our own thing. We don't really talk much during the day. She's like, it's so wonderful because I get to have my cake and eat it too. And I was like, that works so well for you.
Whatever works for you. Yeah.
Like that fits like so nicely into your life in that way and not into mine in this way.
Yep. No, the older I get, the more I tell myself, whatever works for you, do.
Yeah, and I think we used to be, like, so hard on ourselves on, like, it needs to be this way. And then it's like, ah, that really just might not work for me. Might really just need to be another way.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Totally okay.
It's your life. Live it how you want. Should we do listener question?
Yes.
So this listener question is from a boy for the boys. So boys, make sure to keep sending in listener questions. And also girls, anyone, send in a listener question.
Okay, help. I'm trying to fight off the feelings that I have for a girlfriend of mine. However, I can't get past that she was in a relationship with a former friend of mine for a number of years. Do I go broke and risk losing a valued friendship of mine, or do I just shovel it under the rug? Any advice would be appreciated. Big fan of the podcast. Great question.
Yeah, this question's tough because I feel like bro code and girl code is so different.
Okay, what do you think?
So... Did he specify how long his friend and the girl were in a relationship for, like, how many years it's been?
I think he said a couple.
I feel like in boy world, they don't care. I mean, if it was a girl, I'd be like, you can't. Like, unless you're, like, both moved on and she's found her husband and, like, whatever. I don't know. This is a tough one. I have to think. What would you do?
Well, I think at this point, unless it is a best friend of yours, the older we get, the more slim pickings it is. And like, and if unless you're close enough with the guy and know he's like heartbroken over her, I think you get to go for it. It's really, you're really nice if you call him and ask for his okay.
Yeah.
But I think all is fair in love and war. And especially these days, if it's not on your MySpace top 5 friends, that person needs a phone call. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's where it's really iffy. And I think you steer clear and it's not worth it. But past that, the older we get, the more I'm just like, and I said it, I went on record before, and I was like, if the person I used to date or was with ends up with somebody that I know, that's gonna, oh, it's gonna sting. But like, y'all broke up.
Mm-hmm.
So let them go be happy.
Yeah.
And I think you gotta stomach it. But here's the thing. You sometimes, if they're an ex for a reason, and you broke up for a reason. So I think you got to let your friends have a stab at it. Not your best friends, but I'm cool with it otherwise.
Yeah, I think too, just ask. Just be like, hey, dude, do you care if I ask Sally out? Just see what his reaction is. And if he's heartbroken, like, you'll know. But I think you said it perfectly, yeah.
And what I don't want from the friend is, yeah, but good luck. She's crazy. You gotta
yeah.
Bite your tongue there, buddy. And if it's really, and I think as the friend too, and I've thought about this a lot. There's not a lot of scenarios where somebody called me and said, hey, can I ask so-and-so out of anybody I've dated in the past? It might sting a bit, but go let them be happy.
Yeah. Well, and also too, if this person's moved on, like if since I'm so happy in my relationship, if someone asked me to date one of my exes, I'd be like, cool. Like, I don't care because I'm so happy right now in my current relationship. But I could see, like, if I wasn't over a person and single still, that could maybe hurt.
Oh, yeah. Fresh wounds.
Yeah.
No question. So I think gauge the situation. But, I mean, I had a friend where they broke up and she started dating one of his pretty good friends. And he was like, yeah, if I see that friend, like, I'm going to say what's up to him. You know, like, he fell a few ranks, but... Not,
yeah.
No love lost. Like, I wish him the best.
Communicate. Ask the guy. And just go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Now, I think it's a little weird if you're really not friends.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, if they're, like, good friends. Like, top 5. like text on a, like hang out on a regular basis friend.
Oh yeah. Top five for me. That's where I, so the top five for me is where I'm wondering if I even do it at all, but a five to second, third ring of friends, I would call probably.
Mm-hmm.
Anything past that, even if you have their phone number, we're old enough.
Yeah.
You can do it. And you just got to stomach it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for today's episode. As always, thank you for listening to Mean Girl Pod, powered by Just Media House. I'm Alex Bennett.
And I'm Jordan Woodruff. So, AB, do what you do best.
If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, rate, and review. We are at Mean Girl Pod on all platforms. Stay connected with us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and Snapchat at Mean Girl Pod. Podcast and social artwork and post-production by Creative Evolution Studios. Theme song to the Mean Girl Pod performed by Sergi Asbell. Mean Girl Pod, we're your besties in your ear. New episodes every Monday.